Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
If you clicked on this, then you're probably feeling just like everyone else in the world, which is that you don't have enough time and there's no way to possibly create as much content as these algorithms seem to want you to post nowadays. Luckily for you, Instagram Reels don't have to take a long time to create, and sometimes the simplest, quickest, and easiest Reels can be the ones that end up performing the best. Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub, to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner, and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. You can check it out, best part, for only $7. You can join a 2-week trial for only $7. That's 50 cents per day for 2 weeks. And all you have to do to grab that trial offer is go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Again, that link will be down in the description. But right now, while you're listening, you can just open up your Safari browser or whatever internet browser you use and just go to instaclubhub.com/trial. I could be wrong about this, but think about yourself right now and the reels you've posted in the past. Think about the reels that you took a really long time editing, the ones you put a lot of thought into, the ones that you were sure were going to do well. How did those end up doing? Oftentimes, not that great. Now think about the other side of that spectrum. Think about the reels that you just kind of whipped together really quickly. You didn't put a lot of thought into it. You maybe didn't even spell check it or rewatch it after editing. You put it together and you just pressed post, and then maybe you even forgot about it and you didn't have that high of expectations. How did that one do? Chances are that one ended up doing better. And there's a lot of reasons for this phenomenon, but I think the biggest reason is that the more time we spend with our content, the more we over massage and edit and hyper curate and filter and all of those certain things, it can lead to an end product that is kind of overdone or overcomplicated, and our audience just doesn't always resonate with that. Now, don't get me wrong, there is definitely a time and place for editing, for fine-tuning your reels, and for making sure that they are the highest quality possible, but there's also a time and place for making content quicker and easier and more efficient so that you can spend more time working on your business or other areas of your life that are outside of posting on Instagram. And I think this is one of the real secrets that I've learned over the last few years of growing on Instagram, where I've been posting over 2 times per day. I think over the last 2.5 years, I've averaged about 2.4 feed posts per day, and a lot of those have been reels. And one of the main ways that I've been able to create so much content and post so frequently is that I don't stress myself out to make an A+ level reel, something that's highly edited, highly produced every single time. I also think one of the superpowers that I have developed over the last few years is the ability to underthink my content. And I know that sounds silly because we oftentimes hear so much about overthinking and how we need to really analyze our reels and be critical of them, and they need to have a certain hook and a certain call to action and a plot line and all these other things. But I often find that when we underthink our content, when we think about it a little bit less than we probably should or than other people might tell us to, that's the content that ends up doing the best, and that's the content that's more authentic, more in the moment, and more true to what you are just creating raw rather than the things that you are hyper-editing before posting. And the bottom line is that pretty much none of us want to be on our phone, right? We don't want to spend more time creating content, filming reels. I mean, maybe there's 1% of people out there in the world who want to spend more time on their phone and more time creating reels. But for most of us, we want to spend more time doing other things and still reap the benefits and the rewards from posting frequently and consistently on Instagram. So with that being said, in today's episode, I'm going to share with you 8 different ideas that you can implement today in order to post easier, simpler reels on Instagram. Each of these 8 ideas should take you less than 5 minutes to create. So even if you ended up making all 8 of these ideas, it should only take you 40 minutes, but probably even less because the majority of these ideas are going to take far less than 5 minutes, like maybe only 1 to 2 minutes to create. And that way you're going to free up so much time to be able to work on other things. The first idea is something that you've definitely seen, but maybe you've never thought about it before or even realized what was going on. And it is text post reels. Essentially, a text post reel is just a infographic. It is something that you can very easily create in Instagram stories or in Canva, usually with a solid color background and just 1 to 2 paragraphs worth of text on the screen. But rather than posting that as a still image, a photo to your feed, you're going to post that as a video in the format of a reel. So there's nothing changing in this text post. There's no movement. There's nothing edited. There's nothing going on. The video is just a picture, right? It's just a still image that plays for about 5 to 6 seconds, and it has maybe a trending audio or some sort of looping music in the background so that as people are reading, there's maybe like a little bit of audio or something playing behind their reading. But really, it's a quite simple way to create content and to create a reel. And a very easy way to do this is to take your existing captions or your scripts that you've used in the past. Go ahead, scroll back on Instagram, find maybe a 3 or 4 paragraph caption you've written before, or find one of your like talking direct to camera reels that you filmed, and just take that transcription or take that caption or take the text version of that post, type it out either again on Canva or Instagram stories or whatever design app that you prefer, and then just post that as if it was a reel. The magic in this, or the real beauty in these text posts, is besides the fact that they're very easy to create, it takes people a few seconds to read them, right? It probably takes them, let's say, 10 seconds or so, maybe 15 seconds to read your 2 to 3 paragraphs, depending on how long you've written. But as they're reading, the time that they're watching your video is continuing to go up. So as they're reading, right, as they're taking more time, they're essentially spending more time with your content. And that's something that the algorithm is a fan of. And so the algorithm is more likely to push you out to more people, and you're more likely to increase your engagement because you've kind of tricked the algorithm into thinking that people are watching your video for a long amount of time, when in reality, they're just reading the text. The second idea for a super quick and easy Instagram reel is a B-roll reel. A B-roll reel is essentially a reel that uses background video or secondary footage. B-roll is a term that comes from professional videography, often used in TV commercials or in newscasts. Essentially, picture like the newscaster talking into the camera, telling you tonight's nightly news story, but as they're talking, suddenly the camera cuts, or the video cuts, the TV screen cuts, and it goes to some background footage of whatever it is they're talking about. Let's say they're talking about some local horse at the park that is giving people free hay rides or something. They're suddenly going to cut from the A roll, which is the primary footage, the video of the newscaster speaking into the camera, to the background footage, the B roll, the secondary camera footage of showing you kind of what's going on, the context, the behind the scenes of the story that is being told. Essentially, for this style reel, though, all you have to do is film yourself living your daily life. So I highly recommend setting a reminder for yourself so that throughout your day, you just get little tiny notifications of, hey, film what you're doing right now. So as I'm filming this podcast for you right now, I'm looking into the camera. This is the A-roll, but I could also set up my phone over to the side and have it film B-roll. B-roll style reels are great because they give people kind of a glimpse into your daily life. And as long as it's related to your niche, you should post it. I have hundreds of videos in my phone saved to a folder called B-roll, and it's literally just content of me living my life, working throughout the day, typing on my computer, writing at my desk, whatever it may be, but I'm filming those little things, and it's kind of as if it was like filmed with a security camera, or like you're watching reality TV. Like when you're watching reality TV, they never make eye contact with the camera. It's kind of like they're pretending the camera isn't there, and that's the same approach that you're going to take when you're filming B-roll content. Set up your phone off to the side, set up a tripod maybe behind you or from an angle, and then don't look at the camera. Pretend it's not there. Go about your day, go about your business, keep doing what you're doing, and then you can use that footage for very easy Instagram reels. all you're going to do for this second idea is take that B-roll footage, add some text onto the screen, whether it's a motivational quote, some sort of inspirational reminder, maybe you're giving a quick tip or you're telling a story relating to whatever is going on in the B-roll in that kind of background video. You're going to add a very simple audio to the background. Again, maybe it's a trending audio, maybe it's some sort of looping music in the background, just keeping it very simple, elevator music style, and it's so easy to create, and it performs really, really well. And again, it shouldn't take you very much time at all to make this style real. You're filming yourself doing things you would already be doing, so that essentially takes no time. Maybe it takes a second or two to actually like prop up your phone and press the record button. And then it should only take a few seconds, maybe a few minutes at most, to pull up that background video, that B-roll video, select a little audio to play in the background, and then come up with some text to go on the screen. As simple as that. My third idea for an easy Instagram reel that should only take a few seconds is probably what was the most famous or most popular reel in 2022 and probably in 2021 as well. And that is a good old lip sync reel. Those dominated the market. And if you scrolled through reels back in 2021 and 2022, that was like 80 or 90% of what you saw. No one was talking to the camera, no one was doing B-roll, no one was doing text posts. Almost all reels back in the day were people doing lip syncs of popular trending audios. But while in 2023, those became less popular because they were overdone, they're now so few and far between that you can start mixing them in again. I think if this was the spring of 2023, then I would tell you probably you don't want to do too many lip sync reels because people are kind of over it. But now we've had a big enough break and people have kind of relaxed or chilled out. They're not as annoyed by the lip sync reels. And if you find one that you can relate to your niche, something that you find is funny, something that's maybe trending, by all means, record yourself lip syncing it, add some text so that it relates to your niche, boom, you're done. My fourth idea for super quick and easy reels is to use CapCut, and specifically to use their templates inside of CapCut. Many of you may not know this, especially if you don't already use CapCut, but they have tons of free templates for you to use. And not only do you not have to pay for these templates, they're oftentimes very funny, very trending, and very popular. I love going into CapCut, especially when I'm feeling like I'm lacking inspiration, or I feel like I need to come up with a post, but I just, you know, I can't get my creative juices going today. I'll go into CapCut and I'll just look through some of the templates. And they also have the templates broken down by different categories, so you can look for different categories that might relate to your business or might relate to the kind of post you're looking to make. And it's super easy. The majority of the work is already done for you by the app. The only thing you really have to do is change the text on the screen to make sure that the template or the meme or whatever it is that you've selected relates to your industry or business. Also, sometimes you might need to select a few clips to kind of fit into the CapCut template. Maybe it's going to tell you that you need a 1 second video and then two videos that are each half a second long and then a 3 second video. So you just have to pop into your camera roll and select some videos. But it's really, really easy because it's kind of like creating a Mad Lib. You don't have to come up with the whole paragraph. You just have to fill in the blanks. My fifth idea for a super quick and easy reel that you can make today is one that I'm not the biggest fan of personally, but hey, it's my job to give you strategies and to give you ideas, not to pass out my opinion. But this idea is the reels that many of you may have seen, where essentially it's like 4 or 5 seconds long. And at the beginning of the reel, you see a hook, right? It's grabbing your attention. It's the top 3 ways to grow on Instagram, the 7 mistakes you're making that are causing you to gain weight, the number one thing that a beginner rock climber needs to know, the number one thing that you should avoid when you're going to your local coffee shop. I don't know. There's like a hook on the screen that grabs your attention. It's oftentimes paired with a B-roll video, like we talked about in idea number 2. But the main idea here is that there's a hook that pops up in the text. That's what grabs our attention. That's what hooks us in. And that's what gets us continuing to watch. And then you watch for another like 1 to 2 seconds, and you're expecting the tip or the idea or the thing to avoid or the strategy, whatever, to pop up on the screen. But instead, it just says, read the caption. And then you as the viewer are supposed to go down and read the caption and the detail, the strategy, the tips or whatever, they're shared down in the caption. Again, I'm not here to share my opinion. I know lots of people share those kinds of reels. I'm not the biggest fan of them myself. It's not a strategy that I'm going to be using from polling my own audience. It's something that they're not the biggest fan of either. And so in listening to my audience, I'm not going to be sharing that kind of content, but it's something that's worth testing out for you, something that's worth trying out. Maybe you could even start by just polling your audience and asking if that's a style reel that they enjoy or that they generally dislike or feel annoyed by. But if it's something that your audience is open to, or if it's a kind of reel that you do like creating and your audience does engage with well, then it's a really quick and easy reel to create, because very similar to the B-roll reel, it's short, there's a very simple audio in the background, there's a very simple video being played, and all you have to do is add the hook, add some text that says read the caption, and then type out the caption and you're done. My sixth idea for quick and easy reels that you can create in less than 5 minutes are to use the existing templates that are in Instagram. So very similar to how CapCut has templates, Instagram Reels have templates as well. Unfortunately, there's not a full database where you can just like scroll through a list of templates, but the way you can find them is by going to your Instagram Reels tab. So go to your Instagram and click on the little page that has all of the reels that you can scroll through, oftentimes called your Reels For You page. And as you scroll through that, with some of the reels, in the bottom left-hand corner, you'll see a little button that says Use Template. Once you click Use Template, you'll have two options. You can either save the template for use later on in the future, or you can press Add Clips, and then right then and there, it will show you how long each of the clips is supposed to be. It will automatically edit them to be that length and to go in the correct order, oftentimes to kind of go to the beat of the background song or audio. And then all you have to do is select the clips that you want added. It's very, very simple, very easy to use. And another way that you can find these templates, besides just scrolling through your Reels page, is if you find audios or you go through a list of different audios, oftentimes you will find templates within the audio itself. Probably the best way to find these Instagram Reels templates, though, is to just go to your Instagram Reels camera, swipe up on the screen as if you were going to select videos from your camera roll, and in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see a button that says Templates. When you click on that, you'll get to browse all of the templates that Instagram has created. You can browse templates that are recommended for you, templates that are trending, templates based off the audios that you've saved, and your other saved templates from the past. So this is a great way to find very simple and easy reels that are almost completely done for you. The only work you have to do is select the actual videos and then maybe write the caption. This should only take a few seconds, and this should be a very easy way to not have to be creative yet still create more reels. Idea number 7 for a quick, simple, and easy reel is to go to your Instagram insights, then go to the section that shows you all of your stories that you have posted in the past. Then I want you to sort the stories from the last 6 months or so and sort them based off the ones that got either the most replies or the ones that had the greatest reach, the ones that had the most views. That will essentially show you a list or a group of your top stories, the best stories that you've posted recently. All you're going to do is pick out one of those stories and then post it as a reel. Maybe it's a text post story, maybe it's a 60-second video, maybe it's a photo, maybe it's a graphic, whatever it is. If it did really well on your stories and it relates to your niche, you should post it as a reel. This is a really great and simple way to create content, and you already have some validation that this is likely going to do well as a reel because it did well as a story. You already have some indication that your audience is interested in this post and that there's something that they really wanted to see or something that grabbed and held their attention. And so by posting it as a reel, you now allow it to live on. You now allow it to have more views and have people watch it day after day rather than having it expire after 24 hours the way Instagram stories do. I do this all the time because it's just a great, simple, easy way to create more reels without having to do a bunch of extra work. You've already done the work to make the story, and you have the validation that people are into it, so now let's post it as a reel as well. And no, you don't have to tell people that it was a story. You don't have to tell people that it was a repost. Most people probably don't remember, especially if it's a story from like 3 or 4 months ago. So just post it again. Idea number 8 is probably my overall best strategy for posting more on Instagram without having to do more work, and that is to repost or recreate your best content from the past. So very similar to number 7, where you were looking back at your best stories and posting those as reels, with tip number 8, you're just going to look back at the reels that you shared before, and if they did well a few months ago, I'm going to say at least 90 days or more ago, post them again. If they did well before, people enjoyed them, they'll enjoy them now. And here's the thing, the vast majority of your followers didn't see it the first time you posted it. And even those people who did see it, they probably don't remember that you posted it. The very small percentage of people who both saw it and remember seeing it, they remember seeing it because it was that good of a post. It made that much of an impact on them that a few months later, they still remember it, and they probably wouldn't mind seeing it again. So if you made a post 90 days or more ago, and it did well, and you can define did well however you want, got a lot of views, got a lot of saves, got a lot of comments, got a lot of likes, whatever, post it again. You can do so by either finding it in your camera roll or downloading it from Instagram using like a third-party website. Then once it's on your device, you can just post it again. Same caption, everything. Instagram will not penalize you for reposting it. And you, again, you don't need to announce that it is a repost. Alternatively, yet similarly, you can do the same thing and just kind of refresh it. You could re-record a reel with the exact same script as before. That's something that I do all the time. You could take an old caption and maybe tweak it a little bit, but you're using the same reel. Maybe you're gonna take the same B-roll video and the same text that you posted before, but you're gonna add a different background audio. There are so many different little tweaks and adjustments that you can make to the reel. But again, the basic premise is that you've already posted it, you've already done the work, and it's already performed well. So now you're just going to give it a second life and allow it to be reaching more people. If you haven't already, I highly encourage you to listen to the episode that we did just a few weeks ago called How to Get More Engagement on Instagram, the 2024 Algorithm Explained. That's going to be a really great episode for you to kind of take these reels that we talked about today and take them to the next level so that you're not just creating more content, but that content is of a certain quality and it's actually getting the engagement that you hope to receive. Hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you next time. And as always, happy networking.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.